We begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis, daf Nun Tes. We begin 7 lines down with the top of the Emet, where the Gemara continues in the halachas of the previous daf, discussing the procedures of the halachas of Maisa Behemah, that the 10th animal from the new animals that get tithed. So Amar Rabbi says the following halacha. Says, a siri, the 10th one, may elav by itself, meaning if let's say that the way we said the procedure is that you let out each animal one at a time through that narrow opening in the pen, and 9 of them went out, and the 10th one remains in the pen, so by itself, hu kadosh, it automatically becomes sanctified as it is, even though it still remains inside the pen. Says the Gemara, Manolei l'Rabba ha. Where does Rabba know this? As we said in the previous daf, the halacha is the 10th one has to pass by, and then they give it a red pigment, a red dye in its skin, and that's how it becomes taif. It's yavar tachas hashevet. How does he know that even if it doesn't pass through, even if it remains in the pen, the 10th one that remains, that will also make it sanctified? Says the Gemara, Ilei m'mahadetanya, if you think it's from the following brisa. The brisa says, Ainli ela shekari shemoy asiri. I would only know that the way it becomes Maisa Behema is if you call it and you designate it by name, that is the 10th one. Loi kari shemoy asiri minayin. Says the brisa, how do you know if you didn't call it the 10th one, that it's still going to be sanctified as Maisa Behema? Time limit, that's a pasuk teach on the Yikra. Asiri yi kodesh. The 10th one will be holy, which sounds like become makam, whatever the situation is. So you see that you don't have to actually designate it and make it into the 10th one. It could happen by itself, like Rava says. Says the Gemara, wait, Vidilma Asiri hu delei kariyeh. Maybe it's only where he didn't actually title it as the 10th one. But Kodesh kariyeh, however, but he did call it that it's sanctified and he made it holy, and therefore it's Maisa Behema. But where he didn't call it anything and it just was remaining the last one, the 10th one in the pen, maybe it actually wouldn't be sanctified like other Maisa Behema. So there was no proof for Rava's teaching. So El Mahadetanya rather says the Gemara from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Karalitshia Sibi, if when the 9th one's coming out, they instead of calling it the 9th one, they called it the 10th one. Then the Yatsa Sibi, then the actual 10th one comes out, Vulei Dibra, and then they didn't say anything. So says the Brisa, the halach is as follows. Hatashi Necha B'mumai, the 9th one is eaten in a blemished state, because since ultimately it was called the 10th one, so that gives it partial sanctity, as if it was a real Maisa Behema, as the Gemara tells us later on, that actually the Maisa Behema, the 10th one, sanctifies the one before it and after it in certain situations, like when you call it the 10th one in error. Now, however, this sanctity that the 9th one has, it's not a bona fide, full-fledged sanctity that it should be sacrificed, as the Gemara is going to say at the end of the parak, because ultimately it's not Maisa Behema, but it does give it sanctity that you have to wait till it develops a blemish and eat it as if it's a blemished Maisa Behema. That's the 9th one. Vasiri Maiser. And the 10th one, however, the actual 10th one, is the Maisa Behema, and that's going to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, as the halacha is by the unblemished Maisa Behema. So you see, like Rava, that even though you didn't say anything by itself, it becomes sanctified, even though you didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a proof. V'dimashani hasa, maybe that case of that price is different. The reason why the 10th one is sanctified is because the Ivar le'asiri, because it was verified, it was clarified that it's the 10th one, because it actually went out through the opening with the other 9. But if it remained in the pen, or if it went out in another opening, then I would say that actually it's not sanctified by itself by default because it's the 10th one, which therefore wouldn't be a riot to Rav. Or Inami, or another, says the Gemara, another approach to explain the Braisa why it's not a support for Rava, is because you could say the Achvi Levei. You could say that when it came out, he pointed with his finger that, oh, that's the 10th one. It's just that he didn't speak with his mouth. But it remained in the pen. They didn't designate any title whatsoever. So then I wouldn't know from this Braisa, the Halacha of Rava, that it will be sanctified like other Maisa Behema. So says the Gemara, El Mahad Tanya. Rather, let's bring a Raya from the following Braisa. Kara l'tashi asiri. When the 9th one comes out, they called it the 10th one. And moreover, umis asir bedir. The 10th one actually never made it out. It died in the pen. Says the Braisa, the halachas as follows. Tashi nechal b'mumay. So the 9th one is eaten in its blemished state, because like we said before, since ultimately it was called the 10th one, so it gets partial sanctity, we have to eat it in a blemished, as if it's a blemished maisa behema. Now, v'kulam, and regarding all the rest, so then, meaning referring to the other 8 that had already gone out before, they're peturin, they're exempt, now they don't have to have the halacha maisa behema anymore. Says the Gemara, my time kulam peturin. Why are we saying that all the rest are exempt? La mishum de kadosh le'asiri, isn't it because the 10th one was already maisa behema, already on it by itself when it was in the 10th even though it never left, because it was the last one remaining, it automatically became Ma'isa Behema, like the teaching of Rava. So you see, that's obviously why the other 8 are exempt, because why would they be exempt? You never did Ma'isa Behema on them, because the 10th one died before it went out. Obviously, it's like it's if it was already sanctified, even though it was remaining there independent. Which the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. The Dilma, maybe the reason why the other 8 are exempt, is because the Iftar B'minyan Haro, they actually become exempted for the reason of a different halacha, because of what's called a count that is appropriate, would have likely been this, that it would have been Ma'isa Behema. Meaning, when you're counting these 9, the 10th one was still alive, and it was fit to have counted with the original 9 and to complete them into the fulfillment of these Ma'isa Behema. So it comes out, when you were counting these 8, these 9, they were row, they were fit to have been typhed. So therefore, even though ultimately the 10th one died, they're still going to be exempt. But the 10th one itself was never Ma'isa Behema, because it was left inside the pen. Because Dama Rava, as Rava himself says, as we're going to quote on the base, he says, Minin Haro Paiter, that the counting that's fit to have reached and would have been 10, then we consider it as if it was already tithed. But really, like we're saying, that if the 10th one would have been alive and it would remain in the pen, on the 10th one itself would not have taken effect the sanctity of Ma'isa Behema. The other are exempt simply because of Minin Haro. So the Rava says, the Gemara Mahaditanya, the Raya is from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Kara l'tashi asiri. If when the 9th one comes out, they call it the 10th one. V'nishtar asir badir, and the 10th one is still remaining in the pen. Says the Brisa, clearly hatashi nechel b'mumay, the 9th one is in the blemish state. V'asiri meiser, and the 10th one is meiser behema. Obviously you see, like Rabbah says, Kaddish me'elev becomes sanctified by itself, because you see the Brisa is clearly calling it meiser, it is the meiser behema. Now the Gemara, however, asks, once we brought in this Brisa, the Gemara asks, the Brisa said, the case we just described, Hatashi Necha B'mumay, this 9th one that we called it the 10th one, and really it's the 9th one. Okay, so the 9th one is eaten in its blemished state. On that has to come up, but Vatangul. In another place it says, Tashi Chulun, that actually the 9th one remains unconsecrated, because it's not number 10, it's just number 9. You called it 10, so what does that have to do with anything? It's Chulun. So we have a contradiction in these braces. One brace says it's Necha B'mumay, one says it's Chulun. So Tani Tani Kamed Rav Sheshes. So there was a teacher of Brises that taught in front of Rav Sheshes. He says, Hamani, who's the Tana, this last Brise that we're quoting that says that the 9th one is Chulin, that is Reb Shimon ben Yehudi. And if it's not a difficulty, it's a Machalikis Tanaim. The Tana Gulina Brise. Reb Shimon ben Yehudi, Oimim, Reb Shimon, as a Ketin to Mizbeis. He's going in regards to the Halacha that we mentioned in the next Mishnah, the next Daf. The Mishnah says there are 2 different cases. And then it talks about a case where if it calls the 9th one number 10, and it calls number 10 number 10, and when the 11th one comes out, it calls that also number 10. Confusing. It calls 9th one 10, oh, 10 is 10, oh wait, if I call that one, maybe that one's number 10. So it calls 9, 10, 11 are all called number 10. So halacha is that the 11th one is not sanctified, because since the 10th one was already called number 10, so you never uprooted the number 10 from number 10, so you can't call any more number 11 number 10. It has no relevancy, no significance whatsoever to give it any halacha of Ma'isa Behema at all. But, says the Tana of our Mishnah, the 9th one is sanctified, because although we didn't uproot the name 10 of the number 10 one, however, number 9, which came out first, and we called it 10, and at that point there was no number 10, so therefore number 9 will have some partial sanctity, as we're saying, in regards to the laws of Ma'isa Behema. And that's what this teaching is brought, that Reb Shimon says, no, afatashi ain't a kaddish. No, even the 9th one, in the case we just described, will not be sanctified. Elim kei neker shem asiri himen, only in the case of when you uproot the title of 10, of the actual 10th one, only then, which is the other case that the Mishnah describes, only then will the 9th one have a sanctity. But if not, as the case we just described, when they call the 10th one number 10, not only is 11 not going to have sanctity like the Tana of the Mishnah, but says Reb Shimon, even the 9th one's not going to have any sanctity in Ma'isa Behema. And he says, but didn't Eisen and logic would dictate this? Because the Ma'achad Aser, if the 11th one, which you agree, which Shehu Eisen Kedushli Karev, the 11th one is more significant in the sense, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, says in the Pasuk Immin HaBakar, which comes to include that the 11th one is sacrificed as a carbon shlamim, even though it's not really supposed to be 10th, but you call it 10th. So it actually has a sanctity that it's even brought as a carbon on the Mizbech. And even so, you agree, Ein Kaddish Elim Ki Neker Shem Asir Himenu. It's only was going to be sanctified if you uprooted the title of number 10. For example, you called the 10th one number 9, as the Gemara will say later on. But if not, then the 11th one is not sanctified. If you called 10 number 10, the 11th one is not sanctified. even though 11 is a pretty severe halacha, that you could even be brought as a carbon. So says Reb Shimon, Tashi Shein Oisei Kedush Likarav. So the ninth one, which doesn't have sanctity to be sacrificed, it's even you're saying it's only that it's eaten in a blemished state. But Ein Adin, so then isn't it logical, Shem Neker Shem Asir Himeno in? Only if you uprooted the title of 10 from the number 10, only then will the number 9 have the sanctity. Eloi, but if not. To which Rabbanan responded to Reb Shimon, who he's the Tana of the second price that we said, they responded back and they said, no, he had nesenes. No, to the contrary, from this that you're telling us, that's actually the fulcrum, that's actually the point of our opinion, that most definitely the number 9, in the case that you're disputing, will have sanctity be eaten in the blemished state, even though we're not uprooting the title of 10 from number 10. Why? Because Achad Aser, number 11, Shuhu Eisei Kedush Likarav, which has more of a requirement, because it needs a sanctity to be brought as a carbon. Then, Ineker, Shem Asir, Himena, In. Then, yes, only if you uproot the title of 10 from number 10, only then will number 11 have its sanctity. But Eli, but if you didn't uproot the sanctity, the title of 10 from number 10, then Eli, then we don't say it's going to be able to have this pretty big category of sanctity, which is a pretty strong stringency, to be able to go ahead and be brought as a carbon in the Mizbeach. Because since you called number 10, you can't have number 10 take effect another time in number 11. But, say the Chacham, but Tashi, but the ninth one, which is a more lenient sanctity, because it's only really a stringency to be eaten like in the blemished day, you're not bringing as a carbon. She'inei sekedush likarav is not getting a sanctity to be brought as a carbon. I would tell you that therefore, avagabdulei nekar she'masirim, and even though it didn't uproot number 10 from being called number 10, number 9 will still have its quasi-10 sanctity, which is to be eaten in the blemished day. That's one point. And the Inami, they tell back to Reb Shimon, another point is that Achad Asa Divarali Asiri, the 11th one, which is after the 10th one was already verified, and it came out at number 10, so I would tell you, Ineker Shem Asir Emenu In. If you uprooted the title, you didn't call number 10, you called it number 9. So then, fine, I can tell you that, okay, 11 that you're calling 10 will have the sanctity to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. But Eloi, but if not, because you already have a 10, you can't call another 10. But Tashi, Dakati, Lo Yivar, Le Asiri, but number 9, which wasn't yet verified number 10, 9 comes out before 10. So then I could tell you, V'avagav de Leinekar Shem Asiri Mena, even if you don't end up uprooting the title of 10 from number 10, doesn't make a difference, because 9 is, at this point, 9 is before, and you're calling it 10, so we're going to give it some sanctity of a 10, and therefore, Sule Midi, there's nothing more to discuss in the Rabbanan disputing of the opinion of Reb Shimon. But one thing we see over here is what the Gemara was answering was that the Tana, the second Brisa, says that the ninth one is going to be considered Chulin. That's like Reb Shimon, because since it got remained in the pen and you didn't uproot the title of the 10 from calling it 10 to call it number 9, so therefore it will still remain with its title of being number 10, and therefore number 9 is not going to be considered anything of significance according to Reb Shimon. And therefore he says the ninth one is Chulin, but the first Brisa that says Nechav Mumma is the Tana of our coming Mishnah, which is that holds that it will have the sanctity to be Nechal B'mumah. Another teaching from Amar Rava, which we actually had reference on Amar Aleph, he says, Minyan Haro, if there were 10 lambs in the pen, and they started counting, and they counted all the way up to number 9, and the 10th one died in the pen, or let's say left in a different opening, which again doesn't qualify to combine them together for the qualification of the 10 animals from Maisa Behema, still, Paiter, all the 9 that had left first are going to be exempt, and they don't have to combine together again in another grouping of animals to go ahead and tithe them. Why? Since the counting that you counted of those 9 were fit, that's Minyan Haro, were fit to have completed it with the counting that you had done, so although subsequently something happened that wasn't completed, they're already exempted in the counting that they did, and they're going to be exempted. Says the Gemara, Minali L'Rabbah, where does Rabbah know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Ilim Hadetan, if you think it relates to the halacha of our Mishnah, which our Mishnah said as follows. A Mishnah said, if let's say you had counted animals who are on the outside of the pen, and then kafetz echad min amenuyin l'toichen, one of the animals that they had already counted jumped back into the pen. Now, the Gemara's assumption at this point right now is that when we're saying those that were counted, is that they didn't yet reach the number 10 yet. Rather, they were counting up until 6, and then number 6 that went out jumped back into the pen. On that says the Mishnah, so cool on all of those that are in the pen right now. If let's say you don't recognize the one that had been on the outside and which was counted already and came back in, so since they're all mixed together right now, so they're all going to be exempt, all of them are going to be Peturin. which is that now none of them anymore are going to be fit for to be the Maisa Behemah, to be sacrificed, the Maisa Behemah. They're all mixed together with that one, because that one that was already counted cannot go ahead and now go back into the count and be counted again. Now, on this says the Gemara, Minui Gufayu de Iftiru. This that you're saying that you have a problematic mixture here, because the ones that were counted already are exempt, and they're jumping back in, and now we don't know which one it is, so they're all going to be, out of doubt, exempt. This, that the ones that were counted are exempt. Lava min haro. Why is that one exempt? We didn't even get to number 10 yet. What exempted that one yet? Isn't it because once you go out and the count was fit to have been finished, even if it subsequently wasn't, but that already exempted it, and that's why it's exempting all the rest because it's mixed with it? Says the Gemara, no. The Dilma, maybe this counting was the Aser Ilovayu. It was actually that, when we're saying Min HaManuyin from those that were counted, we're talking about those that were counted and had been tithed already past number 10. And then they were really exempted because of the actual Maisa Behemah was done in it. That's why. But who said that if you didn't reach number 10, which is called Min HaRo, that it was exempt? Well, that the Gemara says, no, Ahila Metzisa Amrit. No, you can't go ahead and reject it that way to say that the case of the Reish is talking about that they were counted and they were already tithed on already. Because in the Seif of the Mishnah, Hatani, we learn another case. It says if it was jumped in back into the pen, min hamusarin l'toichan, from those which were tithed back inside, so then we said that mixture, all of them have to graze till they develop a blemish and they eat in a blemished state. Now the assumption of the Gemara right now is when we're talking about the mu'usarin, what do we mean the tithed ones? We mean those which are chulin now, because they had been tithed on by having one of the 10 that had been brought at Maisa Behemah, and they're the remaining ones, and now they jump back in. Which the Gemara is not asking the obvious question, then why would they have to all graze if it's chulin mixed in? They wouldn't have to graze, it's only if it's the Maisa Behemah itself. But that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. That, no, you can't say the Reisham and the Manuyin means those that were already tithe, because that's the case of Seifa, that they were tithe. This then must mean, like we're saying, it's Minyar Ro. Which the Gemara says, no, V'dimma Maim Musarim, what does the Seifa maybe mean when it says when the tithe one jumps back in? It means Maisir Dafke. It means that the tenth one itself, the actual Maisa Behemah, jumps back into the pen. So therefore then we could say, the Reish that says the Manuyin was maybe that it was already from those that had been tithed on. And therefore again, it would be back to the question that it wouldn't prove for Rava Min HaRo. And the Gemara actually says, Deginami, actually a precise reading of the Seifa tells us that it's talking about the actual tenth one itself, not those that were from those that were tithed, because Diktan Yiru, as we pointed out this idea just before, because it says that when the Musarin jumps back in, all of them have to graze. Now, if it was those that have been tithed on, which they're chulin, because the 10th one was given as a behemoth, they're the leftovers, then if that's the one that jumped back in, then why would they have to graze? Obviously, it's the Maisa Behemah itself, which has sanctity, and we don't know which one it is, and therefore you have to let them all graze, because it might be a potential carbon machutz, and therefore then eat b'mumut. So therefore, again, there's no raya to rava from our Mishnah, because min hamanuyin means could be when it was already from 10 animals had passed already. But if it's just 8, let's say, or 6, which in the road, there's no raya that that's the reason why they had to be exempt, and then jumping back in, causing all of them to be mixed with that. So Elam HaRava, rather Rava says, Amakra. His source is a pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk says that all the tithing of the flock and the cattle that is Yaver, that passes by underneath the stick, the 10th one is the one that's sanctified for Hashem. Now Yaver is in the future tense, will pass by. But not if it already passed beneath the stick. And here, when it had already passed beneath the stick, says the Gemara, my shikfa avar. What does the pasuk mean to say when it's coming to exclude that if it already passed, that then it's not included in the halacha ma'aseh behema, and that it's id aser ilavayu if it already passed and been typed on tzricha lemeima? Do you have to say that you're not going to have the law of ma'aseh behema anymore? Of course not. It already was typed. Elalav the iftru lahu, rather must be tumah because it was exempted when that had passed by. But minin haro, it didn't even tithed on. It just passed by and it only got up to number 4 or 5, but it was fit to have completed. And then the 10th one subsequently dies in the pen. That's where the pasuk comes to exclude. Even so, that you're not going to do the laws of Maisa Behemah anymore because that's the halacha of min haro. If it passed by once, even if you didn't finish the count of 10, but it was supposed to, then it's going to be exempt. Shema Mino, that's the source for the teaching of Rava. Says the Gemara, Tanika Vasei de Rava. We have a Braisa that supports and says like Rava. The Braisa says, Hoyila Asar Tloyim Vichnisin Ladir. If someone had 10 lambs and it was put into the pen, Umana Chamisha, they counted already 5. Umei Sechem, now one of the 10 dies. So says the Braisa as follows. If from one of those already counted died, so okay, so keep on counting. So you keep on counting and you complete the count for 10. And then the 10th one is going to be Maisa Behema. Now, the imish ain't a manui mace. But if let's say from one of those that weren't counted yet, that's still the pen, died, so the halacha is follows. Menuyin pturim, the ones that were counted are exempt, because even though you're not going to end up having a number 10, because one of those inside died, but it's exempt from the halacha of minero, because it was fit to have been number, that to be an appropriate counting of 10. Now, v'she'ein menuyin, those which weren't counted yet, the remaining ones, mitztarf and l'gar and acher, they combine for a different time when you tithe, which we said previous Mishnah, that there's three times in the year when they do Maisa Behema, you'll have to combine them because they were never yet passed over in the time when it was appropriate to have been number 10, and therefore you'll just save those remaining 3, 4, whatever it is, for the next time and tithe them with the others. Now, in related theme of this braisa, Vama Rav, another teaching of Rav, he says as follows. Says, if someone had 14 lamps and they put them into the pen to go ahead and tithe them. Now, what happened was as follows. The Yatsu Shisha be Pesach Zeh. Six of them went out in one opening. V'arbob Pesach Zeh. Four went out in a different opening, which don't combine. It has to be from the same opening. Now, V'arbob Nishtayrish, I mean, you have four remaining inside the pen. So, as follows. Aysam Arba. So, those remaining four. In the Pesach Shisha Yatsu, if they go out in the opening where the other six had gone out, so that which equals 10. So Neitel Echemem, you take one of them, meaning the 10th one, and that becomes Maisa Behema. Vashar, and the rest, meaning the other four that had gone out in the other opening, Mitztarf and the Geir Nacher. So they have to be combined with a different time, with you have to do it again, with other times that you're going to tithe your animals, because they never got completed the 10, and neither were they going to be exempt with Min Haro to be completed that it was appropriate when they went out to have been completed to number 10, because when they went out in their entryway, there wasn't an amount that would have made it into 10, it would have made it only into 8, because they were 4, and the only remaining 4, because the other 6 had gone out already. So since they don't have a Min Haro, and they weren't completed to 10, so they'll have to be tithed a different time. Now, Bimla, but let's say not. But let's say rather the remaining four did not go out where the six were. Rather, they went out where the other four went. So halacha is as follows. Shisha b'turim. The original six that went out, they're exempt, because their count was fit to have completed when the other 8 would be going out, because there were still 8 more in when they were went out, although they subsequently went in a different way, but they were min haro, was fit to have been completed to be a number 10, so they're exempt. But arba, those 4 and 4, Mitztar from the Ger and Acher, they'll combine, you'll have to tithe them a different time, because when they went out, there was no Min Haro LaHashlim. When the 8 were going out, it was only to be 8, and you never had a number 10, and they went out a different way, so they weren't exempt, and in a Min Haro, they'll have to be tithed a different time. Another case. Let's say the other way. Yatsu Arba BePesach Zeh. Let's say first 4 went out this entryway. V'shisha BePesach Zeh, and then 6 went out in a different opening. V'nishtayr Shem Arba, and then you have from the 14, the remaining 4, says as follows. If that remaining 4, but Pesach HaShisha Yatsu, they go out where the 6 had gone out, so that completes a counting of 10. So you take out the 10th one, that becomes Ma'is Behema. And the rest, meaning the first 4 that went out, they're going to be exempt, because they were Min Yaro, it was fit to have been completed, because when they went out, there was still 10 left inside. So definitely would have made their number 4 into a counting of 10. Now, but let's say Vimlav. Let's say not. Let's say rather, the remaining 4 went out in the opening of where the original 4 had gone out. So the halacha is, arba v'shisha b'turim. So the 4 and the 6, they're going to be exempt because of min haro, because when the first 4 went out, for sure there was still more left. But even when the 6 went out, the remaining 4 were still left that would have supplemented them. Now, v'arba, but ultimately the remaining 4, even though they went out where the original 4 went out, and the original 4 are exempt, but when they went out, they didn't complete the number 10, and they didn't have anything left in to be min haro l'hashlim, they'll be mitztar from the gara achar. Their remaining 4 will have to combine, and you'll have to tithe them a different time. Continues the halacha. Yatzar arba b'pesach zeh, v'arba b'pesach zeh. Let's say as follows. For the 14, it was in this combination. 4 went out in this opening, and 4 went out in a different opening. The nishtar risham shisha, this is all the same case of 14 animals with different computations. And then, there was the 6 remaining inside. So says Rava, im eisen shisha yatzu bePesach echad. If that 6 goes out in one opening, so noitlam hem echad. So whichever 4 went out with, it made it into number 10. So you take that 10th one, and that becomes ma'isa behema. Vashar b'turim, and the rest is going to be exempt, because the first 4 that it goes out with, That's 6 and 4 is 10. The other 4 was also minyan rov because it had the remaining 6 that could have completed. Now, but vim lav, let's say not. What do you mean not? Let's say that actually the 6 splits up. 3 goes out in one, 3 goes out in another one. And we're talking about that they had gone out at the same time, just this one, and that one that way. So halacha is as follows. So it doesn't end up anyone completing to 10. So you have arba and the other arba that are paturim. They're going to be exempt because they had minyan rov. Each one of them had 6 remaining that could have completed to number 10. Veshishim mitzar from the Gram Acher. The remaining 6, actually, well, you have to wait till you have more animals to combine to a total of 10, because they didn't leave anything over to be in minyan rov, and they never completed any count to be a number 10, because you had 3 go here, 3 go here, they had 7, and therefore those 6, 3 and 3, will have to be typed a different time. Now the Gemara wonders, my Kamash Malam, what is all these cases that Rav is teaching us coming to teach us? The minyan rov paiter, that what accounting that could, that should be completed even if it doesn't, is it exempted? But that's the halacha we mentioned before. He already said this halacha from the pasuk that it says yaver tachas hashem, that it will be going over, but not shekfar over, which is the halacha, because once it went through and it was fit to have been finished, you don't do it over again, which is the halacha of minyan rov. Why is he repeating it? Says the Gemara, there is a chiddush in this case. Ma'av detema, what would you say? Vadai minyan rov, only when it is a definitive counting that where there was only 10, and you had 8 that went out, and then you had 2 that went out in a different way. But really, it was fit for the 2 to come out in it. So that's, I mean, that's what we say, that the 8 are going to be exempt, because the counting that was there was most definitely fit to complete it. That's what we say, minyan rov paiter, even if it doesn't complete it. It ends up going out, those remaining 2 in a different entryway. But still, you had 8 that went out, and that was the only ones that went out. So you say that the only thing that's left is that these are the only ones that went out. This is a fit to have completed. But safek minyan rov, but let's say when there's a doubtful completing of the quantity, like in this case, where these remaining 6, the chazi lahacha, u the chazi lahacha, to say that it's appropriate for this one and for this one, meaning that you want it to be minyan rov for the first 4 that went out and for the remaining 4 that went out, you say no. If it's going out by the opening of the first ones, then lo yamrina, we don't say that we're going to exempt the other 4 ones, because you can't say that it was a minyan rov at the time that you counted, because maybe the remaining 6 are going to go out in the first opening. And actually, that's what you say ended up happening. So when you say there's only one that there's only one count that went out, so even though there's another entryway, and which it could go out, and let's say when you have 8 and 2, the 2 went out a different way, but okay, this is the only one that we went out with. So we'll say that's minyan rov. But when you have 4 that went out one way, and 4 that went out one way, and then you have 6 remaining, how could you say that it's a minyan rov on each one? It's not a minyan rov, because it's either this one or this one. Can't say both of them in a row. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush Rava, that yes, we do, that if it went out and it is fit to have completed, even if actually none of them get completed, you go 3 and 3, doesn't make a difference, that's min a row, and therefore that's going to be pointed, that's the Chiddush of this subsequent teaching of Rava in his halacha of min a row pointer.